The election's over. Mayor Lavelle won re-election, and so she is back here in the studio. Thanks for being here, and welcome back.
Yeah, no, it's really great to be back. I have so much free time now.
I know, right? So we were talking, I can't remember with who, about the difference between campaigning and actually just sort of serving in office, and they said campaigning is actually more time consuming, and I have to assume that that is just compounded by the fact that you're campaigning while simultaneously serving.
Yeah, right? I think one thing is when you're campaigning, you're always thinking of what more can I do? Mm-hmm. You know, what else should I do? How, you know, how do I meet with more people? How do I get the word out? Should I go to this and that or the other?
Yeah.
When you're governing, you have your meetings,
yep.
You know, you have your packets, you have your research. It's much more finite.
Yeah. So. And when it's campaigning, like there might be 10,000 people you want to reach, even if you somehow manage to reach all of them, you can go back and start again with the first one, right?
Well, it's true. It's true. And you really, you know, the campaign season is just a really good opportunity to not only tell people everything you've been doing, but hear their concerns, hear their issues. You hear a lot of good, interesting information from the other candidates, you know, in the forums and questionnaires. And then also talk about if you get reelected, you know, what you plan to do in the upcoming years.
Yeah. So after that campaign, and it was the first campaign for reelection as mayor, or in a contested race, what did you hear from voters? You had a lot of forums. You got to meet a lot of people, again, in most cases. What did they have to say about what they wanted for Carborough?
Well, I guess, you know, first, it was nice hearing affirming comments that, in general, people are really happy with what we're doing in Carborough. So it was kind of nice to hear that. As you say, I hadn't been opposed since I had been mayor. And there's something really very kind of raw and personal about, you know, running for mayor, because it's A against B. You know, it's a little different than running for alderman or running for a council seat where you're jockeying for three or four seats. I'd say, yeah, you know, one of the talking points Barbara Fushi had was affordability. And I think a lot of the comments I received went directly to that, right? You know, how are we going to try to keep our tax rate as it is? How are we going to try to not have, you know, rising taxes? How are we going to, you know, grow our downtown businesses, support our businesses? I know one of the talking points that came up at almost every forum was, okay, we have this parking plan now. How do we use it in a way that helps our businesses thrive and survive and make it through, you know, the kind of rough economic times and the times of the year that aren't as vibrant maybe as other times? So I know, I think I would say parking was brought up a lot. There was a lot of curiosity about the library building and you know, what all is going to go in there or not and how we're negotiating that. Those were two of the big ones. I also got asked quite a few questions about the Lloyd property. If they're going to come back around again or if they're going to build apartments on there or whatever. And, you know, I'm not a mind reader, so I'm not sure. But, you know, those, I think, those make sense, right? Those are things we've been talking about a lot the last year.
Yeah. And speaking of the library, that space at 201
203
South, 203 Greensboro. South Greensboro Street. I was so close.
Yeah.
And yet completely afar off. Building the library in the middle of the street. 203 South Greensboro Street. There has been movement on that recently, right?
Yeah. Well, we've had, you know, part of what we've been doing is, we have finalized a development agreement with the county, and we have instructed our staff to, you know, go out and start seriously looking for parking alternatives. In other words, you know, there'll be some associated parking right on site with the building, you know, whether it's two, three, or four stories. But we're going to need more parking. Parking to replace the parking that's there, and parking to accommodate perhaps other uses in the building. So I know our staff has been looking at nearby lots. We've talked about a lot of those in public meetings, different lots to consider nearby and to approach for, and not only for long-term parking, but also for short-term parking. But also, Aaron, you know, part of the talking point on the campaign trail was this parking study we have that, you know, showed us we have enough parking in town. You know, it's just in private hands. And so, you know, I know our economic development director Annette Stone and our town manager, they've really heard, you know, from our board that we want to try to find some way to put those lots to use that are empty in the nighttime, you know, that take up so much of our town. If you're a drone looking down on the town, you know, you see an awful lot of parking lot. And so how do we find a way to either make that accessible at night or maybe find a way that parking is available in a deck or some other structured parking, and then it opens up those parking lots for more development.
Yeah, so, and especially at night, I think, because, I mean, I know just in Chapel Hill in particular, I almost never, and I hate to say this in a live microphone because it's my secret parking spot, but on Rosemary Street, there are those three UNC lots that are open after 5, and it's a godsend. If they weren't there, then it would be a lot harder, and it's same thing exactly in Carrboro to make those more available.
Yeah, and I think, you know, in some cases, it's shared parking, so it's a daytime business where the nighttime folks use it. I'm thinking of, like, maybe Mercado and Country Kitchen, for example, Country Junction. But for instance, you know, IFC, I think part of our negotiation with them was in the evening or, you know, that public parking will be available for us to use in the evenings. But there are other lots like that in town as well. And it may be that owners have concerns about, you know, liability, or maybe there's some reason they don't want people parking in the evening. And I think having conversation with those folks to figure out what those fears and concerns are, and if there's a way that the town can help address that, I think it would be really more to our benefit.
Speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and I wanted to ask you about growth as well, because especially just in the last few years, I think the town of Chapel Hill has kind of had a reckoning in terms of what voters want, what residents want, in terms of growth, the rate of growth, where they want growth to be. And I've kind of tried to make this point on the air a number of times, especially recently, like around and in the follow-up to this election, that we define ourselves, Chapel Hill and Carrboro, by this very, very clear set of values that are ours that make us unique. And one of those is the idea of being a welcoming and inclusive community, which we cannot be if we don't accommodate people who want to live here, right? So there's got to be some room for growth. And what we've seen in Chapel Hill recently is a little bit of a pushback in terms of, okay, we want growth, but where? We don't want sprawl. We don't want density. And I just sort of hearing comments from residents in Carrboro and from sort of what candidates said as they came off of the campaign trail, it sounded to me like we're starting to get a little bit of that from residents in Carrboro. Like, we're 100% happy with the way the town is going, love town government, reelecting all of the aldermen and reelecting you as mayor. At the same time, don't pave Bolin Creek, don't build high density big things in downtown, don't turn Main Street into Franklin Street, that kind of thing. And I worry that not right now, but maybe 10 years down the road, we'll get to that point where if we want to continue growing in Carrboro, we'll have to have the density projects. And then I wonder where the town will go at that point.
Yeah, you know, it's a hard conversation because I think, you know, in many ways, people like the way we are. But as our property values go up and as the available building space, it grows more scarce, then, you know, just the law of economics tells us, well, then we're going to price ourselves out. Yep. So where do you find that happy medium? You know, where is a spot where people are okay with 4 or 5 foot, 5 floors of building space? Where are spaces? You know, we had a little bit of that with the Lloyd property. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of board members really, I think, wanted that to be a really mixed use urban style dense development, where others, such as myself, thought, well, you know, it's still a little further out, and this is a great compromise in many ways for the board. I think one interesting observation is, with respect to this pushback, in the late 2000s, our board approved several projects along Roberson Street. Mm-hmm. We approved Roberson Square, and we approved the Alberta, and we approved the Butler, and that was behind East Main Street. All of those were 5-story developments, and they all were developments that had mixed use on the bottom and had, you know, 4 or 5 floors of living space above them. Maybe the Alberta may not have been as high, but I think it was 4 floors. I need to go back and look, but now, and as it was with the recession, none of those came to fruition. And of course, we'll have the second hotel where the Butler is.
Right.
But I like to remind folks that, you know, we were okay with those buildings along that street, you know, 8 years ago.
Yeah,
you know,
what
has changed now that we're so worried that we think that won't succeed or help us downtown?
Am I right? Is that also what you heard?
I've heard a little bit of pushback, but you know, I think sometimes that's just fear of the unknown or not understanding everything. You know, I know one of the things I heard was one of the candidates saying, I want to put a big old parking deck all the way behind, you know, Main Street, all the way behind, like from, it was as if it was going to go from Open Eye all the way to Armadillo Grill behind Main Street, you know. And we can't do that. We want to have, if we have any deck at all there, you know, we would have a proportioned, appropriate size deck. But I think a lot of times people hear things, and until you can conceptualize it and see what it looks like, it's hard to know. Here's an example. I don't know, you know, if you think about Shelton Station, people were extremely fearful about how much that would, you know, change the look of North Greensboro Street. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'm biased, but I don't think it has.
Yeah.
I think it's nicely, you know, tucked in there, and it's kind of got a nice setback. And if we're able to get the workforce housing built in the back, which my understanding is that that's still happening, you know, that'll be back by the tracks. It really won't affect the look or the feel, I think, of the town. So much like the Hampton Inn, I think there's a way to put it in the town in a way that it's not obtrusive.
Yeah.
And you know, you hear about buildings in town that people are like, boy, that's ugly. We should never have approved that, you know. But, and the other thing is, we're talking 4 or 5 stories. You know, we're not talking, you know, 30, 40, 50 floors or even some of the, you know, some of the size of what we're seeing in Chapel Hill, just by virtue of how we're laid out geographically.
Yeah.
So, it's a good time. It's an exciting time, but that's a good conversation.
Yeah, and it'll be ongoing. We're speaking with Carper Mayor Lydia Lavelle. Just been talking about the campaign trail, but the election's over. What's on tap for Carborough for the next couple of weeks, months, for the next year?
Yeah. So we got back in the saddle this past Tuesday. We have 2 more meetings before we have our swearing-in ceremony in December. One thing we did at our last meeting, which we had not done before, was we had all of our advisory boards come before us and tell us what they had done in the last year. And that was really, I was familiar with a lot of what they had done, but it was really, I think, a great opportunity for us to kind of sit back and, first of all, recognize how many great residents we have in the town and how much hard work they do, and to kind of remember again that we've got these really smart, engaged persons who want to give to the town in this manner, and to really think through them when we have projects where we need expert advice and to hear what all they've been up to. So that was really interesting and helpful. So we have a pretty full agenda this Tuesday and next Tuesday, and then of course the swearing in. Moving still full force on the library, the 203 South Greensboro, the parking. I mean, that's all really huge. South Green will start being, built up in the spring, and that'll cause, you know, congestion again throughout the town.
Right.
Second Hotel hoping to break ground in the spring, so congestion from that side, and perhaps Lloyd Farm coming back to us. Those are all like projects like that are kind of on the ground getting started. But then we have, you know, the matter of, I'm going to say, for example, I'm a member of the Metropolitan Mayors Coalition. I'm looking forward to seeing, meeting with new mayors that have been elected across the state and setting up legislative agendas for the upcoming year, because we'll be battling that battle again and be, you know, seeing what other policies are being thrown at us statewide and from the federal government in the upcoming year.
Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thank you so much. Welcome back, and I look forward to nerding out about constitutional law with you for another 2 years.
Thanks, Sarah.